Hey, it's Brendan dropping in here on something special. I think the most important thing you can do in your life is to train yourself for real personal growth and success. What does that mean anyway? Well, you have to train your mindset and train your discipline so you can follow real habits of success, so that you can break through, so you can win the day more often, so you can crush through all those fears and actually unlock your real potential for abundance and happiness and power and joy. But how? Well, like all learning and all breakthroughs, you have to choose first to learn from the best, to invest in yourself, to do the work, to do the daily work. You have to train with the best, and that's why we created Growth Days Mastery Program. Listen, we're gonna train you to make self-improvement a real way of life, to unlock your positive attitude and attributes at a whole new level, to get you way more productive and influential, to show you the life and career strategies that make you unstoppable and really work. But how do we do that? Well, every single week we bring you a new $50,000 or $100,000 keynote speaker, multimillionaire, or world's foremost expert to switch your brain into high performance mode, to teach you what really works in wellness, in health, in mindset, in productivity. People who really help you unblock and move ahead with really practical strategies for changing your life, your relationships, your health, your career, your mission, your purpose. Every month, we unlock a new course that would have cost you thousands of dollars to buy from other teachers on brain health or positive psychology or confidence. Every year, we give you free tickets to an unbelievable motivational and transformational seminar. Every day, I give you an advanced life coaching audio to keep your mind sharp, energized, focused, motivated, confident, ready to serve and to lead and win and build your greatest future at the levels you dream of. And I promise you, you are capable of. Every day can truly be a growth day for you, but it takes mastery in life. And that's why we have our new program, Mastery Level in Growth Day. You can go to yearofmastery.com and it will direct you to our best program in Growth Day. This is for those who really want the advanced level, who really want a breakthrough, who are tired of, hey, listen, podcasts are great, but training is another level. Go to yearofmastery.com. You deserve to join the world's number one membership for advanced personal growth and success right now. This is a membership of the real people doing the real work, who have a positive mindset, a growth mindset, a willingness to be a role model, to be a leader, to serve, who desperately and deeply and joyfully love personal development, to challenge themselves, to push themselves, to achieve great things in life. Go to yearofmastery.com. Let's go. Yearofmastery.com. Hey, my friends, it's Brendan Burchard, and welcome to a special episode of The Brendan Show. Hey, I'm Brendan Burchard, and I'm honored to be your high performance coach today with this episode. I've spent the last 20 years studying human behavior change and writing, coaching, and training literally at the top levels on the topics of motivation, focus, productivity, confidence, and more. My goal, inspired by my own personal journey, is to help you and my audience live, love, and matter, which means to feel more vibrant, more connected, and more fulfilled in every area of your life. That's what we're doing today. If you like today's episode, grab a screenshot and share it on Instagram. Just tag me at Brendan Burchard so I can see you and give you a shout out or a hello. And if you want to go to another level of personal development in your life this month, be sure to join me live every month in my coaching program. Just visit hpxcoaching.com to get signed up. I teach a brand new personal development session every single month, meaning it's like a personal development seminar for you live
every single month on the first of the month. And then after I teach that for about 75 minutes, then we do live breakouts where you get to meet new people, network with people, set your monthly goals, and establish real accountability for your growth. Listen, you know that expert guidance and real consistency and an inspiring community is critical to your growth. So join me this month on the first. Just go to hpxcoaching.com. That's hpxcoaching.com. It's time to level up, my friend. It's time to take your year back. It's time to find that focus and that confidence and that vibrancy and that vibe again. Go to hpxcoaching.com and let me be your coach into fuller levels of high performance in every area of your life. Now, without further ado, let's jump into today's episode. How can we get you in that position where you are leading others to make the ultimate and largest impacts in the world? How do you do it? Today, one of my goals with you is to make sure we go into this bigger picture, right? When we start talking about leadership, there's going to be three concentric circles that we'll be talking about all day long. Number one is the self. That's you as the leader. I got to dig into your head a little bit. We got to work on your mindset. We have to change the way that you view your role. We have to give you some phrases to remember as you're leading others so that it's not just about you. But at the same time, if we're gonna really succeed as leaders, we've gotta develop your levels of clarity about who you are, what's important to you, how you wanna lead. We also have to develop your sense of confidence as a leader. Because look, when I tell you to go start a movement, that's kind of intimidating. You know, it's not so much today because everyone wants to start a movement or change the world or make a huge difference. But the reality is that brings up a lot of stuff. We got to talk about your shadows, and we got to talk about the thing that brings light from you to the world. And that's not just esoteric conversation. There's parts of you that suck, and you have to address those as a leader. I can't tell you how many times I've been literally in a Fortune 500 meeting with the senior executive teams, and I have to interrupt and say, I'm sorry, what you just said is really rude. Let's all take a beat. And everyone's like, oh my God. Because you know what? Sometimes who you are today is not sufficient to lead to the next level. And that's not being mean. That's just saying, look, we gotta find those parts of you that are going to derail you when it comes time to lead larger movements, lead teams, inspire the next level results from your own self and team. There's a lot going on here. And as you're writing your journal, I'd love you to think about today as a theme. What are the things about you that you already know prevent you from leading at the levels you're capable of? Like, what do you already know about yourself that gets in the way? Right? What are those weaknesses? What are those difficult sort of mindsets or thinking patterns or practices that you know hurts you? Like already, what do you know about yourself that diminishes your power to lead? I really want you to think about that throughout the day. And I know you're like, geez, Brendan, when's, you know, can we have some motivation here? I know that doesn't sound incredibly great, but look, there's a myth right now, and there's a lot of feel-good stuff in the leadership space that just says, you know, focus on your strengths all the time. And I'm like, I don't know. If you've heard me address this concept in the last couple of years, it's not just a theoretical standpoint where I believe that somebody's strengths isn't the correlative edge that helps them reach high performance or higher levels of leadership. It's that as I've coached so many people, it's become a truism that sometimes you shouldn't make your mission or your purpose in life bow down to your limited human strengths. This whole idea that you should take some assessment and just focus on your strengths, as if that's going to be enough to help you make your ultimate dent in the universe, is not true. You're gonna have to change and you're gonna have to get better. And every great leader in the modern era who has achieved extraordinary results had to get the same thing. I mean, you look at some people who really came from one perspective, one area of strengths, and had to develop into another to get better. And now you're talking about the icons of the world, right? When you think about Mark Zuckerberg and creating Facebook, Mark was a very different person at the very beginning of Facebook than he is today. He had to address his weaknesses and his challenges and his compulsions to be able to rise to a person that could serve at a different level. You just have to realize if we all we said is that let's just do our strengths all day, that is not sufficient to serve at your next level. We're going to have to see where you're not good. We're going to have to evaluate where you're insufficient. And you're going to have the boldness to claim that. I've had to do the same thing. Throughout my life, I always have to go, you know what? I suck at this area over here. And I wouldn't beat myself up or get down on myself. I'd just be honest. You know, the first tenet of leadership is honesty of self. To not just know thyself and trust thyself, but to imagine thyself better and work into that. That's the first tenet of leadership. To know thyself, be honest with thyself, and to imagine thyself better. And to have the accountability for your people, for your mission, for your service. To move out of your comforts, which are usually your strengths as of today, and go to another level of service by addressing both, by amplifying your strengths, but also addressing those biggest weaknesses. Because you have the strongest ship in the world, but one hole at the bottom of that thing takes the whole thing underwater. So we've got to address, what are you not good at that you already know? What got you here may not get you there. And the whole argument that you should just leverage your innate strengths. Well, first, I don't believe any innate strengths ever led anybody to long-term high performance, particularly as a leader. It's just not true. Because if it's innate, means you were born with it. That means the same strengths that you had at 12 years old are going to be the things that take you to the next level at 40 years old. Forgive me, as a person who's now in his 40s, I can share with you, that's just not true. What was sufficient and strong in me as a teenager is not the things that are required of me now to lead a global movement. And I'm sure you can resonate with that too. So for your journal, I know you've been writing a lot. Right. Just write. I mean, just keep writing, keep writing. If you're walking around the house right now or around the office and you're watching something else or doing something else or trying on social media, I promise you're doing a disservice to yourself right now. And that's one of the things we might have to address. Your ability to focus immediately at the task at hand to develop yourself. And that's what we're doing here. So quit all the other stuff and literally get out. I don't want you to type along with me. I want you to have a journal and be writing words on a piece of paper in a journal. If you don't have that, you're just going to create another file that goes somewhere that you never see again. I want you to really write and think through this process, because a lot of leadership comes down from this focus of self-reflection.
Hey, it's Brendan, and I want to jump in the middle of this episode here real quick and tell you about something I'm really excited about and something that answers a question that many of you have for me all the time, which is, Brendan, where do you get this crazy focus and energy in your life? And the truth is, I've developed a supplement line that really helps me do that. And frankly, I needed to. I don't know about you, but sometimes when you're trying to achieve big things, a lot of stress comes along. And as you're trying to achieve bigger things, you need to be on your A game more often. You need to be mentally sharp. You need to be mentally prepared. You need to be mentally energized and productive. And not once in a while, but like every day. You have to be on, and sometimes guzzling more coffee isn't gonna do it. You have to use what we call nootropics, which are, you know, basically supplements that help optimize your brain. And yes, we have a product for exactly that. It's called HPX Optimize, and it is our most popular product. And you can get it. It's back in stock at hpxwellness.com. That's hpxwellness.com. You'll find HPX Optimize for your mental focus and energy there. You'll also find my favorite powdered energy drink that we created. That's 100% organic and vegan. And you'll find my essentials, which is my daily multi that I take that covers my energy, that covers my longevity, that covers my immunity, that covers my brain and body health that I absolutely love. And you will feel the difference. Go to hpxwellness.com right now. hpxwellness.com.
Ryan.com.
What else do we know? Well, the bigger picture too is that this entire huge social interaction that is leadership. How do you treat people? How do you challenge people? How do you coach people? How do you deal with team dynamics when you're not even there, right? Many of you know who are here, you lead companies or you lead teams where you're absent most of the week and they're having to be self-sustaining. How do you create this entire social environment where sometimes you're here and there's an overlap and sometimes you're out there? You know, a lot of my big clients, they're not even with their teams. They're on the road, they're traveling, they're going from one business unit in one city to another. So there's a sense of, yeah, you're a big part of leadership, but there's another big part of leadership that extends well beyond you. How do you empower this entire team, group, organization, environment to survive and thrive without you? That's real leadership, right? That's probably the original connotation of leadership going back, you know, 2000 BC, you know, when you had people like Confucius and Lao Tzu saying that the ultimate measure of some way of a leader is that the people say, we did it ourselves. Like, that's that whole connotation of Greenleaf's methodology of servant leadership, that the great leaders aren't really just the charismatic guys up front, browbeating people, you know, to succeed, motivating them to succeed, or, you know, using carrot and the stick. The real leaders don't need the carrot. They don't need the stick. They're not even there. It's by their messaging, their influence, and the culture that they have shaped that they step out and the team runs itself at high-performing levels. That's when you know you're a real leader. Can your team run itself without you micromanaging, without you pushing all the dials, without you doing everything? And I don't pretend any of that's easy. In my company and multiple companies that I lead or that I invest in, I can share with you, that's always been a challenge. Like, how do I take Brendan and separate him from how this company is growing? That's not easy. And so I don't pretend to have all the answers again today. My job is to get you thinking bigger, to bring you back into the concepts that you can evaluate yourself and where you're at, and that you can start doing better. So let's think for a moment. What's deficient or challenging with your team right now? What are they not good at? Where are they struggling? Where do you see room for improvement with them? Let's start thinking about that. What's struggling? Now, for some of you might go, I don't have any social interaction with a team. And I go, well, do you have an Instagram account? Do you have Facebook? Because that's social interaction every single day. There's a message under that social interaction. Yep, in social media that counts. So how do you go from 500,000 or 5,000 or 500 or 5 people on social media and scale it the fast? What it is inserting leadership messaging beneath the theme of everything that you see. Because leadership messaging isn't just about what you say, there's timing of it. Like, if you see what happens in, like, for example, in the upcoming months for us in our accounts, you go, I get it now. It's how you go from 1,000,000 to 5. It's like, what got you there is not going to be sufficient to take you to the next level. You can't just be like, I guess I should do more, you know, selfies, you know, right? There's got to be a change in your messaging here, just like there has to be a change in your mindset here. You follow? You got to change your mindset to be a leader and identify where you're deficient there, but you got to change the messaging that you've had with your own team and others too. And then ultimately, big picture is service. Leadership is really the interaction of all of these things, right? It's who you are, it's how you treat and lead other people, but also engage them to lead and treat other people. And ultimately, it's about, well, what are you doing together? And that's what I think a lot of people lack with their teams. They're more focused on what their team is doing than what they are doing together. Make sense? So they come in and they manage and they go, what are you doing? Why aren't you more efficient? Why aren't we making more money? Why didn't we hit our numbers? This, that, that, and all the why is ultimately diminishment or task management. Either, why didn't you do that? That's one leadership style. Or, why aren't we hitting these numbers? That's another one. But that's forgetting, why are you doing what you are doing? As a leader, you need to insert that more often, right? If you've been on my my email list for a long time, you always see that it's pretty regular for me to finish emails saying, the world needs you. The world needs this from you. Here's why. Let's get it. Let's do it, right? It's always pulling us together. It's saying, you're important, right? Other people need you. The world needs us. Let's go. It's inherent in almost all of my videos over a period of time. If you watch it, there's always this underlying theme of service. And I would say, if anything that has helped me, it's been that. I have some friends who are major podcasters and who are, pretty influential in their own right as thought leaders, but they don't even ever talk about love. They never talk about volunteering. They never talk about service to others. They never talk about compassion in difficult times. They're focused on how to learn one specific thing faster. They're focused on the tactics. They're focused on the tools. They're focused on all the myopic things, which, by the way, are important to performance enhancement, and they're missing the entire reason that we exist, the entire reason that brings meaning and joy and connection to us. And I would say that, if anything, why I've been able to outpace, it's only because of that. So I'm just trying to show you, because many of you have followed me for long, that's what's underlying so much of my work. We have an opportunity to make a real difference. And when I say that, I don't say make a difference just to make money. I say, that's why we're here. That's the whole point of it. You know, even myself, the greatest turning point of my life, a car accident, I learned that we all ask, did I matter at the end of our lives? And it's not going to be about how many selfies we took. It's not even going to be about just how great my family is. It's going to be about, did I contribute something that was beyond my own self-interest, where that self-interest was my achievements, or my self-interest was my own family? Did I do something in this world? And we're going to ask that. And so we have to consider that. So here's a quick, fast, easy test for all my friends joining us right now. One, have you been strategically and consistently, write it down, strategically and consistently thinking about these three big buckets in your business, in your brand, in your social following, with your teams? Has it been on your mind? If this hasn't even been on your mind, then you haven't been in the game, and that's why you're not winning and scaling. Second question, have you been very strategic about the messaging you are giving the world and consistent about the messaging you're giving the world in each of these areas? Meaning, have you been strategic and consistent about what you're telling the world about yourself? Or are you just posting things once in a while? Are you being strategic and consistent about how you're setting up the culture, the social interactions on your team or those that you lead, so that they're participating and engaging? Have you been strategic and consistent about the messaging about why you do what you do, why you want other people to join in with you, and what's the big difference you want to make? I know that's so simple, but it's almost profound for a lot of people who became achievers who are now going through the motions. You know what I mean? Sometimes because you're good, you don't think you have to think strategically anymore. When you got the wind at your sails and you're doing really good, it's very easy to stop thinking about these things at a strategic level because you're good. Everything's going good, right? For a lot of leaders, their real fail point is when everything gets comfortable. They got a rhythm, money's coming in, things are going good. And in the absence of strategic messaging, and in the absence of engaging in these areas with purpose, something falls apart and they don't see it, right? Maybe they're taking great care of themselves, but their team isn't. And all of a sudden one day, boom, that comes to a head during a big project and everything falls apart. Sometimes everything's going great with the team, but you've depleted yourself completely. Boom, right when it's on time to serve, you fail. Sometimes all this is going great. You guys are vibing, everything's great, but there's no magic anymore. There's no scale anymore. There can't be scale without service. All right. Hey, my friend, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If you're ready to go to another level, don't forget, go to hpxcoaching.com. Let me be your coach. Let me spend the first of each month with you, giving you a personal development seminar. Let me help you get unstuck, break through your emotional blocks, find your real clarity, your real passion, your real purpose, and implement the habits that you know you need to implement. Change your life by getting a coach, getting some expert guidance. Listen, you got as far as you could get. You're here. You achieved so much in your life, but to go to another level requires another level of mindset, another level of discipline, another level of direction and community and consistency. And that is what my coaching program is all about. So go to hpxcoaching.com. And listen, if you're ready to go to a whole other level, I'm hiring. Please go to brandon.com/hiring for our open roles. I got a big secret project that we are rolling out, and you'll only find information on that at brandon.com/hiring. We've got, I don't know, 10 or 12 open positions there. If you ever wanted to work with me, if you wanted me to be your leader, you wanted me to literally employ you and help you grow in your career and do what we do, serving this mission of helping people around the world achieve their dreams faster, helping them improve their lives. We live every day as a team to do that, and we are currently hiring. We're building out a new product, and we need some people to help us do that. Brandon.com/hiring. If you don't know how to spell my name, don't even think about it. We're looking for people who are pros. If you're interested in internship with me, don't go there. We're not hiring interns. If you're interested in starting your career with me, don't go there. We are an A team here. We've got people who are really experienced. So if you're new to personal development or you're new to marketing, you're probably not going to be the person we're looking for. We're looking for people with at least 3 years of professional experience in a lot of different roles, because we take this role very seriously. We get to change lives, and millions of them, every single day. That's the work. So we're looking for real pros, top of your game, ready to come on to an organization that reaches just as many people in the world as any other personal development influencer or trainer on the planet. And we'd be excited to have you join us in a big new initiative we're rolling out for the beginning of the year. I can't even tell you any more about that. Go to brandon.com/hiring if you'd like to work with us. And if you just want to go to another level and have me as your coach, not your boss, go to hpxcoaching.com so I can give you a brand new personal development session this month to help you set your goals, get on track, get unstuck, and achieve your ultimate difference. Go to hpxcoaching.com for that. Thanks again for listening to The Brandon Show. You all mean so much to me. I have so much coming out in the next couple of months for you here that's going to be unique and special, and I know you're going to love it. So keep your head up. I know it's been a hard year. Please remember, as always, you are stronger than you think, and the future holds good things for you. Hey, are you on my text list? Did you know if you're in the U.S., you can text me at 1-503-212-6125. I actually have that text number on my Instagram account bio as well, if you want to go check it out. It's just 503-212-6125. Literally just text me and say, hey, Brandon, or text me and say anything you want to say. If you want me to see it, just text me there. It's 503-212-6125. And it's my exclusive text list. And if you're not on it,
It's where I share some of my most popular episodes. Or if I drop a new YouTube, I send it your way. Or if I have some kind of free thing going on the internet, I give that exclusive link out to that group. So just go there and text me, 503-212-6125. It's kind of cool. It's back and forth. This is my community text number. So tons of my community share, you know, insights about what they're learning from me or just want to chat back and forth. And I'm in there. My team's in there. We really just try to engage you on a different platform. It's super fun. And again, anytime I have something special going out, this is the first group to know about it. So just go text me at 503-212-6125. Hey gang, it's Brendan. I'm going to change gears real quick and talk about another show here on the Growth Day Podcast Network, Lori Harder. Her show is called Earn Your Happy. This is a monster podcast if you've never heard of it before. Earn Your Happy is all about Lori talking with people and sharing her own journey of being an entrepreneur and trying to find happiness in life. And I love her phrase, earn your happy. You know, if you've ever heard me tell my car accident story, I felt like at that moment, I got life's golden ticket, that second chance. But I also felt like this feeling that I had to earn it, to earn that second chance. So when I got to know Lori and she told me her show was called Earn Your Happy, I was like, ah, it's one of my favorite words in the English language, earn. To earn the gifts we've been given, to earn the life that we want, to work for it, to strive for it. I just love it. And Lori is like, listening to her episodes, I told her the other day, I was like, it's kind of like listening to a best friend talk about, you know, their ambitions and what they're trying to do. And she's such a great interviewer as well, by the way, that I think you're going to get new perspectives about life. You'll laugh a lot, you'll be motivated, and you'll learn from somebody who's out there actually doing the work, building a great business and life and family. Go subscribe to Lori Harder's podcast. It's called Earn Your Happy. You can subscribe anywhere you're listening, including right now on this platform. So please go subscribe to Lori Harder's Earn Your Happy podcast. Hey, it's Brendan from the studio here. I want to jump in one more time and tell you about one of our partners, and that is Kajabi. If you've ever seen any of my marketing online, or you have gotten an email from me, or you've just admired kind of what we built by selling, you know, 20 plus blockbuster online courses, or where I go live in my membership areas, or how I accept money online, now well over $100 million over the years. How do I do all that? I've always used Kajabi. It's spelled K-A-J-A-B-I. And Kajabi just helps online entrepreneurs take flight because we all have to do the same thing, right? We have to figure out, okay, how do I build a web page? How do I capture emails and send emails and funnels and newsletters? How do I put content up that's for free, but also content up that's behind a paywall that I can charge money for? How do I build those membership sites? How do I organize my podcast or my blog? How do I accept money and create checkouts and order bumps and one-click upsells? How does all of that actually work? You know, if you're a life coach, how do you actually talk to a client and connect with them and schedule with them and serve them and give them a members portal area? If you're teaching online courses, how do you actually put up the course and set up automations to sell the course? And to trigger things like an email to go out when they successfully complete one of your modules. Kajabi does all of that. You even get templates that I helped build and I personally wrote to help you write even better emails to your audience. That's at kajabi.com, K-A-J-A-B-I.com. If you wanted the system that most of us in the thought leader or the expert economy really use and we've relied on for years, go to kajabi.com.